Hi everyone, this is Abby Beha from Lake Health and Wellbeing, and welcome back to our podcast. I hope you guys are having a lovely week. So far, our week is going pretty well. I've been very productive, so I am very happy. So last week, we teamed up with our friends at Noir Wellness and launched a fibroid social media campaign for International Women's Day. So if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you may have noticed all of the key messages that we were raising awareness of. And we were really, really pleased with this campaign. It gave us the opportunity to open up a dialogue on how we can improve the experience of women living with fibroids. And we'd just like to say a big, 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 big thank you to everyone who supported our campaign. We really appreciate all the retweets, the shares, the comments, the downloads of our social media assets, which you guys went off and used in our campaign. So we really appreciate it and thank you for all that support. So in today's episode, you'll hear from Candice Bryan. Candice is a founder and CEO of Noir Wellness. And I spoke to Candice and asked her about the campaign and how she felt it went. And this is what she had to say.
Hey, Abby, thank you so much for inviting me onto your new podcast platform. I've been listening to your podcasts and they sound absolutely amazing. So do keep up the great work that the Lake Health and Wellbeing are doing. It's phenomenal and very much needed. So in answer to your question then, International Women's Day 2018 was absolutely amazing. The energy across social media was just on fire. And to be a part of that with you was an absolute honour. So I look forward to launching many more campaigns with Lake Health and Wellbeing. So in terms of our fibroids campaign then, I was really, really happy to see the global reach that we had. You know, we had women and people, not just women, people from Barbados to the Netherlands, Antigua, even India, you know, retweeting and engaging with all of our campaign posts, which was quite interesting to actually see, but also just further confirmed that, you know, we had a global reach and we had a global audience. So that was really good to see. And in terms of our, you know, our key five themes where we were pushing for progress to be made, and do check out the website for your listeners who haven't done so. Check out the campaign page at Lake Health and Wellbeing to find out what those key themes were. It seemed as though looking at the outcomes, looking at the numbers, that the most amount of engagement and downloads that we had was surrounding the call for support networks, both globally and locally, to ensure that women with fibroids never feel isolated. And, you know, Abby, for me, what that did is it actually confirmed what we already knew. And I don't mean that in a derogative way. It just means that the study that Lake Health and Wellbeing carried out 4 years ago in 2014, which actually categorically stated that women said throughout your study, we need support. There's a lack of support, a lack of information. It just further validated that 4 years on and we're still in the same kind of area, which is quite sad. But it just highlights and validates what is necessary and what the community needs to do for itself. That's my thoughts. Secondly, the organizations that were supporting, just the vast variety of backgrounds, that surprised me. I mean, I don't really know what I was expecting. Perhaps I was expecting more health organizations to support the campaign. But actually, you know, we had business, companies, organizations, radio stations, youth organizations, book publishers. And then, of course, we had the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, which I know that Lake Health and Wellbeing have created quite a good link to them. So that was really, really nice to see. So thank you to the Healthy Caribbean Coalition for supporting us in that campaign. But just that variety of backgrounds, just I feel like I want to dig deeper and just find out, you know, how are you affected? Why did this campaign mean something to you? Because it will show us that it's not just women that are impacted on fibroids. It shows us that there's a knock-on, almost a domino effect. You know, you and I both know in the work that we've done, it's not just women. We've had men approach us saying, you know, my partner has this condition. What do I do? Where do I go? So that for me was really interesting. For us, what we've planned to do is to launch two things. The first is a fibroids dinner series, which will enable women to receive that support that they're calling for. And we found after our initial fibroids event in November 2017, we decided that we were going to shape our services just as a result to the feedback that we were given. So the Fibroids Dinner Series will be launching in June 2018. More on that coming soon. I don't want to give out too information because it's going to be quite an intimate series of events, being respectful of the women who will be attending. And secondly, our initial fibroid series that we did back in November, we've decided to create an annual event using a very similar structure to what we did last year. So that's our two key next steps. So if any of your listeners need more information about what Noir Wellness are doing in terms of fibroids and campaigning for fibroids, please do visit our website, which is due to go live very soon, and sign up to our newsletter. We also have a fibroid-specific newsletter that women or people being impacted by fibroids can also sign up to. So please head over to our website. Failing that, give me an email, drop me an email at info@noirwellness.com. So finally, I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who supported the Fibroids campaign to press for progress to improve the experiences of women living with fibroids. We've only just begun and tipped the surface of what actually needs to happen. And so let's not rely on the one day. Let's continue to press for progress. And I look forward to most definitely catching up with Lake Foundation, Lake Health and Wellbeing very soon. Thank you so much for having me, Abby. Take care.
It was lovely speaking to Candice and reflecting on the impact of our fibroids campaign. And we're going to continue to work together to ensure that women with fibroids have the support and information that they need. So thanks for joining us for this episode of our podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you have any questions whatsoever or comments about our fibroids campaign, please leave them in the comments section below. See you next time. Take care. Bye.